Chapter 10.3, Section Summary.
In 1789, the people of France began a revolt against their monarchy. Some Americans supported the French Revolution, believing that France would form a new government like that of the United States. Others were disturbed by the violence of the Revolution. When France went to war with Great Britain, Americans were divided over which side to support. In 1793, President Washington issued the Neutrality Proclamation, which stated that the United States would remain neutral toward all nations at war in Europe. In spite of this neutrality, French diplomat Edmond Genet worked to recruit U.S. supporters for the French cause. He persuaded several American sea captains to command French privateers, which are private ships authorized by a nation to attack its enemies. Genet's actions shocked even pro-French leaders such as Jefferson, and France removed Genet as its ambassador. President Washington also had to deal with the British, who had captured hundreds of U.S. merchant ships carrying food to the French West Indies. In addition, there were rumors that British troops in forts on the western frontier were encouraging Indians to fight against U.S. settlers. Washington sent Supreme Court Justice John Jay to London to negotiate a peaceful resolution. In 1794, the two sides signed Jay's Treaty, in which the British agreed to leave the western forts and to pay for U.S. ships that British troops had taken. In return, the United States agreed to pay its debts to British merchants. More than 10 years earlier, in 1784, Spain had closed the port of New Orleans to U.S. ships. Spain also disagreed with the United States about the border of Florida. In 1795, Thomas Pinckney went to Spain to resolve these issues and to ask for rights of deposit for U.S. ships at New Orleans. These rights would allow Americans to transfer goods there without paying fees. In Pinckney's treaty, Spain agreed to open New Orleans, grant rights of deposit, and change Florida's border. This treaty opened the frontier to further expansion.